Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviump. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviump strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder takes first base on ball four. Ogilvy moves to third. Riles moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Householder reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Bernazard moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviem moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviem moves to third. Riles moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards the mound. Kochenour juggles the ball. That's an error on Kokenauer. Allenson goes all the way around to score. Butler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob McClure now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to third for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McClure scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Thornton scores. Hall moves to third. Tabler moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder moves to third. Rich Yett now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Sviem moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. Sviem scores. Riles moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Scott Bales now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Riles scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Allenson reaches third base with a triple. Tabler scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Moore to Riles covering second. The throw back to home, and Allenson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Franco steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Riles strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Sviam moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviam scores. Householder moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.